I'm Sharon Betters, and you are joining us for our journey to Easter with the Women of the Resurrection. This is the Daily Treasure Podcast produced by Mark Inc. Ministries, and I'm so glad that you have joined us, and I pray that as we walk this pathway together, the Lord will be preparing your heart to experience the resurrection power of Easter, and not just in those hard places of life, but in the mundane, in the everyday moments we have here. And so today's devotional is I Have Seen the Lord. And today's treasure is from Luke 23, verses 11 through 18. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb, and as she wept, she stooped to look into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had lain, one at the head and one at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." Having said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and that he had said these things to her. Friends, I think we are a lot like the disciples and Mary. Mary's emotions roiled like a roller coaster. Though the angels appeared to her, spoke to her, and told her Jesus had risen from the dead, she stays by the tomb, unconvinced that Jesus is really alive. Mary weeps, perhaps the kind of subdued, resigned, hopeless crying of a broken woman. She looks into the empty tomb again, trying to determine what happened. Nothing makes sense. She sees the two angels who ask her why she is weeping. And Mary responds, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." Notice how Mary calls Jesus Lord. Though she does not understand what has happened, her love for and trust in Jesus does not waver. He is her Lord. When she turns and sees Jesus, she does not recognize him. Friends, isn't this also like us? Jesus promises he will never leave or forsake us, yet we often are blind to his presence because life is not turning out as we hope. But Jesus does not turn away. He doesn't rebuke her or condemn her for little faith. Instead, he asks her the same question of the angels. Jesus said to her in Luke 23, verse 15, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" He invites her questions and helps her identify the root of her sorrow. Though she hears his voice, as we do through his word, she still does not recognize his presence. Supposing him to be the gardener, we read in Luke 23, the second part of verse 15, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus gently pursues Mary, and when he says her name, she knows he is her Lord. Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Aramaic, "Rabboni." What an emotional picture of life-giving love. Jesus moves Mary from misery to mercy to ministry, as we read in Luke 23, verses 17 through 18. Jesus said to her, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and that he had said these things to her. Jesus' resurrection transforms Mary's misery into joy. Previously, Mary had experienced total mercy, washing over every part of her. Now Jesus commissions her to go and tell. In other words, minister to your brothers with the confidence, I am alive. Oh, sisters, I hope you see yourself in Mary. The enemy pursues each of us like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Though we don't call it demon possession, we live in a sin-broken world, enslaved by sin. But then Jesus calls our name and breathes new life into our souls. If we truly grasp our own wickedness and embrace the forgiveness Jesus offers, we too experience resurrection power. He moves us from misery to mercy. We have no choice but to gladly follow him in ministry, walking in obedience and serving his body, which is the church. Like Mary, when life crashes down, we will doubt. Our emotions out of control, questioning whether anything we have believed about Jesus is true. But friends, Jesus pursues us and through his word speaks truth and love and redemption. As we draw nearer to Easter, I pray your joy will overflow as we know Mary's did when she heard Jesus call her by name. And, oh Lord, thank you for the resurrection power you demonstrate every time you bring one of us from death to life. When we doubt or feel the brunt of this broken world, may we listen for you to call our name. Friends, thanks so much for traveling along on this journey to Easter with the Women of the Resurrection. I love getting inside the skin of people who walked with Jesus, and it's incredibly special to get to know these women and to imagine myself on that same journey to Easter. What an amazing day Easter Sunday was. I can't even begin to get my head around the emotions that each one of his followers, of Jesus' followers, must have experienced. But it's really fun to try, isn't it? Well, I have an exciting announcement to make that has filled me with incredible emotions as well. One of our supporters has given to us a 30th anniversary celebration gift of $30,000. She said that one of her stocks was doing really, really well, and she realized she could gift it to Mark Inc. so that we could continue to offer the good news of Jesus to those who are in desperate need of the help and hope of the gospel. The gift has no strings attached, but she encouraged us to offer to you the opportunity to join in a faith challenge of matching that $30,000 by the end of March, March 31st. We know this is a big ask, and yet the Lord has just surprised us over and over again with the way he has moved his people to help us continue to make abundant riches known in the name of Christ. Remember, for every gift you give, there is a heart that's being touched by the love of Jesus. So as you give, would you also pray for that one person? That one person who is desperate for the help and hope that only Jesus can give. Go to markinc.org where you can safely give. I'm Sharon Betters, and I look forward to being with you tomorrow.